A new play is premiering at Fringe Arts in Philadelphia about memories of a Black trans woman who died two decades ago. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on remembering a playwright's deceased auntie.
After 10 years in the making, playwright Arielle Julia Brown says it's just a coincidence that her play, called Falling Away Into Corridors of Memory, which is about her trans aunt who died in 2006, would premiere just 2 days after President Trump signed an executive order to stop recognizing alternative gender identification. But she says it still speaks to the current moment.
There's something so beautifully tending to itself in Donna's concern with the making of herself that some people somehow find transgressive. And in that way, it's its own resistance. But we're not concerned with that. I don't think that's the conversation here.
When I was real little, I knew I was a girl.
Fall Away Into is a ritual play and memoriam to Donna Nicole Booker, a sex worker in San Francisco who cared for and supported other trans women in the sex trade, particularly those who were HIV positive. Brown said the play is loosely structured on an African philosophy of the physical and spiritual planes coexisting on a circular wheel.
The play is built in a circle. It circles around itself as a nod to the Yawa, which is the Congolese cosmogram, way of moving through life.
The non-linear play moves back and forth in Booker's life and afterlife. Director Nia Benjamin said Fall Away Into reflects how the trans community has cherished its own for generations.
I feel very hopeful in a strange way, being able to work on this play at a time like this, because I'm like, look, here is proof that these communities continue on.
Fall Away Into is produced by Ninth Planet Theater Company. It runs through this weekend at Fringe Arts. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.